up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go again. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, back for another week. I guess this is our first official show that's entirely for the first time for 2025. Last week's show, you could have heard it when it was still 2024 if you heard it in the beginning after the show got released. You could have heard it in 2025. That's the first show where it's 2025 all the way through, baby. So here we go. Same as usual. Haven't changed anything. Got a stack of records to play, which I shall proceed to do. We'll have at least one waltz in the show. And we'll play something off a hunk of shellac, our official 78 of the week, coming up here in the show as well. So that is all on the way. Let's get things rolling with the Chet Dragon Orchestra. I only got a couple of records by these cats. Here's the melody of Love.
Droga, ja cię kocham, means that I love you so. Moja droga, ja cię kocham, more than you'll ever know. Kocham ciebie całym sercem, love you with all my heart. Return to me and always be my melody of love. Kocham means that I love you so. Moja droga, ja cię kocham, more than you'll ever know. Kocham ciebie całym sercem, love you with all my heart. Return to me and always be my melody of love.
And just like that, Chet Dragon's Orchestra gets things rolling on this week's edition of the Oompa Hour. Glad you're along for another show. I'm just going to keep it rolling here. You don't hear the Jingle Tingle Polka very often. Not by the Harmony Kings Orchestra, anyway. Here's an oldie but a goodie, as we used to say in the radio biz. Thank you. There you have it there. That seems like it went by really fast, didn't it? The Harmony Kings Orchestra, the Jingle Tingle Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. Your old-time oldies show. Brand new year coming at us here. Kind of started sneaking up on us last week, but I think, by this point, we're pretty well committed to it, aren't we? I think we got to talk briefly about the World of Accordions Museum and invite you to check them out in 2025. Why not make your plans now? No point waiting till the last minute. Personally, I advise traveling up this way when the weather is a little more accommodating, but some of you might like the experience of being up here when the temperature is like 10 degrees below zero and there's snow everywhere and all the waterfalls are frozen. I mean, it is kind of picturesque, but it's cold, darn it. But man, check them out. They're located in Superior, Wisconsin, not that far from where my butt is sitting right now. It's like an hour away, a little more than an hour maybe, right next to Duluth. Just go over the bridge. You can dart between Minnesota and Wisconsin up here and check them out. They've got like 4,000 accordions on display. Man, oh man, if you're an accordionaholic, you could be in there for days looking at stuff. You might have to get a hotel room for a week so you could keep going back and analyze everything. I know I would do that at a lot of places, and my wife gets very angry about it. But, man, check it out. They have all kinds of educational stuff, musical stuff, related historical data, the concert hall, the accordion technician repair school. They have events they do, of course, when the weather's nice. No one wants to go to a backyard jam session when it's 20 below. But, man, check them out. You can do it online. Get a good feel for the place without even having to leave your wherever. If you're sitting on the easy chair, on the recliner, in the dining room or in the living room like my wife does with her iPad flipping by stuff. You can check it out that way on your computer or whatever. Make your travel plans now. worldofaccordions.org is where you can find them on the information superhighway. Man, nobody calls it that anymore. Anyway, all right, worldofaccordions.org. Have a look. It's the Joe Carmen Orchestra and the I Like to Dance Polka. Man, is it just me or do the songs seem like they're really short this week? Or is my brain running really fast or slow or something? Something's out of synchronization. It seems like these songs are like a minute and a half long. And I'm looking, that one is actually 2.5. See, my brain is way out of whack this week. But anyway, glad you're along for another edition of the Oompa Hour here on the old radio or computer or streamer or smart speaker or wherever the heck you happen to be listening to us this week. Glad you're along for the show. This next record, I believe I played the other side of this record a couple of weeks ago. And I set it aside so I could play this side of the record, too. I believe it was Al Soyka's orchestra accompanying the Timbres, T-I-M-B-R-E-S, not B-E-R-S. Not like timber, like a tree falling down, but the timbre, like the timbre of your voice. Anyway, what did I play? I played the Pizza Polka, I believe, a couple of weeks ago. And now I have the other side of the record called the Roly Poly Polka. Al Soyka's band not listed on this side of the record, though, just the Timbres here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
It's fun to see a couple who weigh 200 fur. To the roly-poly polka, a kiss he gives to her. I like a bad 40 every single ounce. When the roly-poly polka, you ought to see them bounce. Oh, roly-poly, round you go, roly-poly, heel and toe. Roly-poly, round the floor, come on, let's dance some more. Roly-poly people, sure they like to eat. The roly-poly people, they're so light on their feet. And do I love to polka, it's heaven in a world. And do I love to polka with a roly-poly girl. Oh, roly-poly, round you go, roly-poly, heel and toe. Roly-poly, round the floor, come on, let's dance some more. When the roly-poly polka round and round they spin, I never cease to wonder why they don't get quite thin. But comes the intermission when the music takes a break. They eat half a dozen chops and top it off with steak. Oh, roly-poly, round you go, roly-poly, heel and toe. Roly-poly, round the floor, come on, let's dance some more. So if you're going dancing, you want to do it right. Do the roly-poly polka, do it every night. But the polka just won't be right with Marilyn or Pearl. You got a roly-poly polka with a roly-poly girl. Oh, roly-poly, round you go, roly-poly, heel and toe. Roly-poly, round the floor, come on, let's dance some more. Roly-poly, round you go, roly-poly, heel and toe. Roly-poly, round the floor, come on, let's dance some more. Roly-poly,
hey! All right, that's fun right there. There's the Timbres, the Roly-Poly Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, up for another week. Here, great old-time records, at least I think they're great ones, because I don't play any crummy ones. Well, sometimes I do play ones that I think are crummy, just because I might think it's crummy, but it might be somebody else's favorite record. So who am I to decide these kind of things, you know? It's a very serious responsibility you have when you're working your way through a stack of records and going, yeah, I'm going to skip that one. I'm going to play this one. I don't know. I had a little story come up in the news this week I saved for you. A team of crooks were trying to break into an ATM, and that happens every now and then. You know, you see some guys came along with a big truck or a forklift or something, tried to steal an ATM. And I want to say an ATM machine, but that's wrong because ATM stands for automatic teller machine. So if I say an ATM machine, it's an automated teller machine, and that'd be ridiculous. Anyway, they tried to break into an ATM and didn't really work out. Instead of like using a hacksaw and a sledgehammer and a chisel or whatever, they decided to blowtorch the machine open to get to all the money. Didn't work. Caught all the money on fire, and they left with nothing. Who's in charge of the bad guy team? Let's open it up with a blowtorch. Not a good plan, you guys. Live and learn, live and learn. Dick Rogers and his orchestra, are we ready for a shottish? Why not? It's the Bratwurst Shottish here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Thank you.
Dick Rogers and his orchestra and the Bratwurst Schottische. Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Every week this happens, believe it or not. Same place wherever it is you happen to be hearing it right now. Maybe you're a regular listener. Maybe you've been listening for years. I'm trying to figure out how many years we've been doing this. This is well over 10 years of doing the show. I guess I could run the math, but I'm not going to. Show number 563. So that's 563 weeks of the Oompa Hour. That's a bunch of weeks, man. And I'm not pooping out yet. So there. Steve Nigra and the Silver Notes over here on turntable number one. Let's roll the rummy polka. Again. Notice how I snuck that little again in there. Once in a while, I remember when something like that is coming up. Not very often, but there you have it. There's Steve Nigra and the Silver Notes. That is the Rummy Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I got the Polka Knights over here on turntable number two. And I'll tell you what, if I got to tell you the name of this song, you are clearly listening to the wrong radio show.
Bye.
That's the Polka Knights. That's K-N-I-G-H-T-S. You know, like they got armor on and stuff, and they're carrying big knight weapons. I don't know what that stuff was, but I can see them in my mind anyway. Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, of course. Although on the record it says apple, peaches, pumpkin pie. It doesn't say apples. I'm assuming that's a typo because they were clearly singing apples. But nonetheless, Tim Zumpa Hour, where we overanalyze everything. Still to come in the show. Got a waltz coming up. Got a 78 to play over here. Where did I put it? I think it's over there. I'm not sure. I was going through a big stack of them last night trying to decide what to play. And then I found a stack that was kind of set aside, and I don't know if they're ones I played like a year and a half ago or ones I didn't get to yet because they're not in the done pile, which is almost a foot high now, and it's getting kind of heavy for that shelf. So I may have to think about relocating a stack of like 75, 78s makes for a very heavy stack of records, that's for sure. All right, now this is a tough record here. Again, I have my problem with the Helena Polka, which is the Helena Polka, I understand, depending on who's introducing it. And it's Jolly Joe Kazoil, and I'm not sure that's how you pronounce that, because the Kazoil, the I and the O are not proper for the oil sound, so I really don't know. I probably mispronounced the whole darn thing. But nonetheless, you'll recognize the song. We'll be right back. There you have it there, the Helena Polka, or the Helena Polka, I don't know, and it's Jolly Joe nonetheless, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. It's the Rock and Rhythm Polka over here. Yep, Bernie Roberts and the orchestra. And there you go with Bernie Roberts and the orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. All right, the good news is I already have our waltz for the week picked out. It's sitting right here. And I think I have the 78 picked out. I think that's it sitting on the floor over there, which means be careful not to roll the studio chair back and roll it over the record, because that would be a terrible mess. So I'm going to work on getting that stuff ready to go here in just a second. Will I do that? I can't do that. I got to play two more songs before I can do our 78 of the week. Otherwise, I wind up playing the 78 on the wrong turntable, and that screws with my mind. Speaking of stuff that isn't right, I got my new Accordion Babes calendar, which I recommend you get. It's just a calendar with girls, ladies, females, women, whatever, who are accordion players. And they're, you know, professionals in various bands. It is not focused on polka artists, however, but a lot of great accordion players. And it comes with a CD of all the ladies and the bands that they're in, each performing a song on the album. And the album is fantastic, and it's a lot of world music because accordions, of course, are very popular in other countries, and there's some kind of Western stuff because there was a lot of good Western records back in the day that had accordion in them. And so I was looking at the calendar because I always date my shows when I put them in the computer, and I realized I put down the wrong date because I put that this show would be the week of January 6th through 12th, and that's not right. It's good for the week of January 5th through 11th. And that's because the calendar is printed in Europe. And in Europe, their calendars start with Monday in the first column and they end with Saturday and Sunday. Whereas most of the calendars here in the U.S. start with Sunday. They go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and they end on Saturday. So when I first glance at it, I assume that Sunday is the first day of the week, which is technically correct. And Saturday is the last day of the week, which is technically correct. But this calendar doesn't have it that way. And I hadn't noticed yet. And I have a calendar like that over at the shop that's the same way because I get it from, they used to be from the group that I get it from, another musical group. used to be from Austria. They recently moved to the UK. And so they have European calendars, and their calendars are weird. I'm gradually getting to where all my calendars are going to start on Mondays and end on Sundays each week instead of Sunday through Saturday like our normal year. Next thing you know, I'm going to be using the metric system. It's going to be terrible. All right, I'm going to get two more records in here. Then it's going to be the 78 of the week. Let's do The Naturals and A Girl to Love.
My sugar plum, you are my bubble gum. You are the things I like rolled up in one. That twinkle in your eye, gee, I'm a lucky guy to have a girl like you to love.
She is his sugar plum, she is his bubble gum. She is the things he likes rolled up in one. That twinkle in her eye, gee, he's a lucky guy to have her girl.
I want to hold you close, I want to hold you tight, and when it's time, I want to kiss goodnight. That twinkle in your eye, gee, I'm a lucky guy to have a girl like you to love.
He wants to hold her close, he wants to hold her tight, and when it's time, he wants to kiss goodnight. That twinkle in her eye, gee, he's a lucky guy to have a girl like her to love.
To dance and sing, I wanna do my thing, but most of all, give you a diamond ring. That twinkle in your eye, gee, I'm a lucky guy to have a girl like you to love.
He wants to dance and sing, he wants to do his thing, but most of all, give her a diamond ring. That twinkle in her eye, gee, he's a lucky guy to have a girl.
And there you go with The Naturals. Of course, Whitey is singing. Doesn't every Naturals record say on it, vocal by Whitey? I think they do. Anyway, A Girl to Love here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We're just one record away from this week's 78 because I got to synchronize it. So I got the turntable one is where I always like to play the 78 of the week. So that's coming up here right after Elmer Scheid and his band. That's the name of the band. His band, I guess. Here's the Three Yanks Polka. Thank you. There you go, Elmer Scheid and the band there. That's the Three Yanks Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I don't know if you were, the odds are not likely that you were listening to that in headphones, and you may have even been listening to it in mono, depending on what you're listening to it on. But man, I had headphones on while I was playing that record, and the stereo mix is fantastic, and I had no idea that that was a stereo record. I'm like, well, this is an old 45. It's a Pleasant Peasant 45. If you're an old-time music listener, you probably got a bunch of those in your record pile. But, man, the sound was really good on that. Elmer Scheid and his band, Three Yanks Polka. Now we got to do our 78 of the week. This one was in a pile that was aside from my other piles. And I think, I'm trying to decide if it was those were records I had played, like, months or years ago, or what the deal was. And I think it's a Shmuleski Brothers 78 on North Star, and I thought, I'm sure I played those, but it seems to me I had like three or four recently acquired, like in the last 5 years, Shmuleski Brothers 78s on North Star, and I didn't want to play them like week after week, and I had set a couple aside a long time ago, and I think this is one of the ones I set aside, so it's never been played. I don't know. But nonetheless, that's a great record, and I probably should have washed it before the show this week, but let's just roll it. Here's the Shmuleski Brothers and Jerry's Polka. And there you go, the Shmuleski Brothers. That's our official 78 of the week. You know, everything sounds great on a 78 on North Star record label from out of the Twin Cities back in the day. And as long as we're talking about Shmuleski Brothers, as this next record, in my mind, I think of Patty Shmuleski, who, of course, is Florian's daughter and part of the Shmuleski Funtime Band and all that. They're out there playing right now. In fact, I'm sure they got a gig as I'm sitting here doing this. Anyway, I have a 45 of Patty Shmuleski when she was like 9 years old singing I Got a Polish Boyfriend. So when I see the Polish Boyfriend song, I immediately think of Patty. But this is the Polish Girlfriend song. Same song. We just, you know, flop the pronoun or whatever it is. I don't remember my English class, but this one does not come around in the old record pile very often. Alvin Stasinski and the Polish Girlfriend Polka. Polka.
be kissed, but only by your lips, dear, 'cause you're the only one we'll ever do. I want someone to hug and call me honey. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. I wanna find myself a Polish girlfriend, a pretty girl whose heart is always true, and one that will stay with me forever. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. I wanna be kissed, but only by your lips, dear, 'cause you're the only one who'll ever do. I want someone to hug and call me honey. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. But only by your lips, dear, 'cause you're the only one who'll ever do. I want someone to hug and call me honey. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. I wanna find myself a Polish girlfriend, a pretty girl whose heart is always true, and one that will stay with me forever. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. I wanna be kissed, but only by your lips, dear, 'cause you're the only one who'll ever do, and one that will stay with me forever. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you.
Stasinski there at his Polish girlfriend at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Can't believe how fast time is going in the show this week. The records all seem like they're like a minute and a half long, and we're just flying through stuff. I got to get a waltz in here. I got it ready to go. Tell you what, we're going to do this. They used to call this taking care of a little business on the radio. We're going to do this, then we're going to come back with our waltz of the week, and then we'll see how things work out between here and the end, all right? Hang on!
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now we can get back to business here. We got to get our official waltz into the show for this week. I got it right here on turntable number one. You ready? We have Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman and the Winter Garden Waltz. As I look out my snow-covered windows here and my 10-degree temperature outside, man, if somebody's got a garden in the winter, it better be ice sculptures. That's all I got to say. Anyway, dancers, if you're ready, here we go.
Thank you.
we go, dancers. You relax now. The pressure's off. Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman of the Winter Garden Waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Your old-time oldies show. I'm jamming in two more records, even though I really don't have that kind of time, but I'm going to do it anyway. Here are the Casinos and the Rough House Polka. They have it there. The Casinos doing the Rough House Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And we are going to go out on a Don Peachy record this week.
Play
Wow, very few times you hit an old-time record. It's got a fade-out on the end. Don Peachy and the band are going to put the lids on another show here. My goodness, how time just flew right by this week in the old Oompa Hour, huh? Wow, but don't worry about it. I'll be back next week, another stack of records, and we'll get back to work. So I'll meet you then, all right?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.